It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Zip up, down, up. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Thought about you this weekend. Yeah. I was hoping that you were having some good play, some good times with your friends and your family. Did you? Did you do some good things? Things that you enjoy to do? Well, I wanted you to see this. This is a package that was delivered here. I'll just show you what it says on the front here. It says, to Mr. Francois Clemens, in care of Mr. Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, 15213. You remember Francois Clemens. Mr. Clemens, you know he used to be Officer Clemens in our neighborhood here, and then he went off to learn about opera singing. I just can't understand, though, why someone would send a package to him here. Over here it shows from where it was sent, and that it was sent at 10:30 in the morning, and that it cost 85 cents to send it. I don't know what's inside. Nope. And of course, I'm not allowed to open it. But I'm interested in things like that, aren't you? Interested in lots of things. You know, I wish that I could look inside this telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. I used to think about that a lot. It's very old, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. This. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in the book, and someday I'll know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I could cook even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or look in the trunk. Someday I'll make my way okay. That's what I used to think. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things, especially things that I'm not supposed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see I'll still be interested, always interested in many things, in many, many things. I used to think that, yeah. And then I wrote a song about it for you. And that's the song, yeah. And I did wait. Sure, there were lots of things that I wasn't allowed to look at when I was a young boy. Mm-hmm. but I was still interested in the things I could look at. And I grew and grew, and now I'm a man with grown-up friends, too. I wonder if we couldn't make some calls on the telephone and just check about this box. Yeah, you know, maybe some of my neighbors might know about Francois Clement. Let me see. Bob Trow, let's call him first. Did you ever hear a telephone ring? It goes, hello, Bob? It's Fred Rogers. Yes, do you by any chance know whether Francois Clemens is around our neighborhood? No. Well, a package came here for him, and I just don't understand why. Well, I will. He says if I see him, be sure to give him his best. How are things with you? Good. We'll be over to see you someday. All right. Goodbye. Now, he doesn't know about him. Who else could we call? Who's a man with the bakery? Chef Brockett. Okay. Let's see. What is the number of his bakery? Here it is. Hello, Mrs. Schenck. Buenos dias, senora. Thank you very much. Is Chef Brockett there? Thank you. Can you say buenos dias? That's the way Mrs. Schenck often says hello. Hello, Chef Brockett. It's Fred. Yeah. Do you by any chance know if Francois Clemens is around? Well, no, it's a package that's here for him. No, well, all right, we'll see you again then. Thanks anyway, bye-bye. Well, he doesn't know either. What about, who else could we, Betty, let's call Betty. Just about to call. Hello? France, how are you? Yeah, I've been checking with every... Are you here? Oh, good. No, there's a package here for you, and... Uh-huh. Okay. When can you be over? Fine. Okay, we'll really be glad to see you. All right. Fine. Okay, bye. That was Mr. Clemens. Yeah, Francois Clemens. He says he's on his way over now. Yeah. So he really did expect to get this package here. Fine. Let's feed the fish before he comes. Some food for you, fish. Pretty swimming fish. Like the swimming. Hey, that might be he. Come in.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Fine. Come in. You remember my friend?
Of course I do. How are you?
Mr. Clemens.
It's good to see you.
Things going with you?
Just fine. Just fine.
Good. Come on in.
Thank you.
This came and just didn't...
Oh, yes.
Just didn't understand why. You
well,
know.
It's got something in it that I used to wear around here all the time. You think you can guess what it is?
Would you know, what did he used to wear around our neighborhood all the time?
Well,
your uniform, huh?
Right, my uniform.
Well, you know, I thought you were working at the opera now.
Well, I am. But when I was a policeman, one of my favorite jobs was to show people how to drive carefully.
Oh,
and so
I see.
They've asked me to come back and teach a special class today. So...
So you're going to give a driver's training course.
That's right.
Oh, we remember that well. You special patrolman.
There it is.
You don't use this when you sing an opera, though, do you?
No, I don't. You know, the opera singing has been going very well. I've done several operas, La Boheme and Madame Butterfly, all by the same composer, Giacomo Puccini.
Giacomo Puccini, what
but
a
my
nice
favorite
name.
Is La Boheme. In fact, a part of it goes, dalla mia forziere, ruban tutti i gioielli, due ladri gli occhi belli.
Oh, does chi belli mean something about beautiful?
Beautiful eyes.
Well,
gli occhi belli.
You have beautiful voice as well as beautiful eyes.
You know, I feel so great, Mr. Rogers. I would like to sing something for you. Why don't I sing something for you?
Do.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a really good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to know you're in bloom. It's such a wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive.
That's one of our favorites.
Well, that's how I feel.
Good.
But there's something else that I need.
What?
I need this traffic light. Remember when you borrowed it from me a long time ago?
A long time ago. Many years ago.
Yes. So, I needed to teach my class today. I want to show the people when to go and when to stop at intersections.
Oh, for the driver training course.
That's right.
I can get it off for you here.
Okay.
It's a heavy thing. You can help
here,
me.
Here, I'll help you. Yes.
Just a minute. I need to take these wing nuts off here. There.
Should I pull?
Yeah. Just a minute till I unplug it.
Okay.
Okay. Can you get it?
Yes. It's not too heavy.
Wait a minute. See, the three plugs. There was one plug for the red, and one for the yellow, and one for the green. Plugged in three ways.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be going.
Well, I'll keep this until you come back tomorrow.
Okay.
And we can just put in. Can you bring it back tomorrow? Is that
yes,
right?
I'll bring it back tomorrow. I only need it for one day. Here, and I'll put this under my arm.
Let me help you.
Okay.
It is a good feeling to have you here. It's such a good feeling.
Thank you. Would you throw that paper away for me?
Certainly.
I won't be needing that.
Okay. I might be able to use it for something else, too.
Okay. It was nice visiting with you, too. I'll bring the light back tomorrow.
Good. See you then.
Bye-bye.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Isn't it a good feeling to know that Francois Clemens comes back to visit?
Yeah.
That looks different, doesn't it? Boy, does it ever. We're just used to having it there. Yeah, well, we'll just have to do without it for a day. Mm-hmm. Little dusty. Clean that later. Yep. How about some make-believe? What do you think about that? All right? Let's get the trolley. Trolley? There's the trolley. Hey there, trolley. Up. Da-da-dum. Da-da-dum. I like to make the trolley go. You know this panel down here where I always make it go this way and this way? Yep. Because in this neighborhood, trolley's real. In the other neighborhood of make-believe, it can go itself because that's pretend. You ready to pretend? Okay, trolley. The neighborhood of make believe. Hello, trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Do you think you understand now, Daniel?
I think so. You and Queen Sarah have to be gone for a while, and you want me to wait here until Mr. McFeely comes.
That's right. He has a package for us that we need very much. It's our groceries for dinner.
And after he gives me the package, I'm supposed to put it in the refrigerator.
Just right. I knew I could count on you, Daniel. I'll go tell Queen Sarah you're helping us. She'll be proud of you.
Okay. She'll be proud of me. She'll be proud of me. Queen Sarah will.
Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Officer Clement.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Oh, is there anything wrong?
Oh, no, not at all. Henrietta, X, and Colette are playing over at the museum go-around, and I told them that I would come over and find out if you could come and play with them.
Oh, good. Oh, no. I can't. I have a job to do, Officer Clements.
Well, what's that?
Well, Edgar Cook and Queen Sarah want me to wait here for a package of groceries.
Oh, are they bringing them?
No, Mr. McFeely's bringing them, but I'm supposed to put them in the refrigerator. That's my job. They're for dinner tonight.
Oh, that sounds important. Well, I'm sorry that you can't go play with the others, Daniel, but I'm proud of you for staying here and doing your job.
Thanks, Officer Clements.
Think nothing of it. I'll go tell the others so they won't be waiting for you.
Okay, but tell them I can play tomorrow, though.
Will do.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. They'll be proud of me. They'll be proud of me.
A royal messenger. I need a royal messenger. Oh, perfect. A Daniel Striped Tiger, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I'm sending you on an errand, Daniel.
Well, I'd like to.
Of course you'd like to. It's a royal errand.
But,
No need to thank me. Now, I need my royal robes from the cleaners. You are to get them.
But your dinner.
That's just why I need the robes for the special dinner. Everyone in the castle is very busy. Now, run along and fetch the robes immediately. Thank you.
Oh, what will I do? What will I do? If I don't get the robes, the king will be angry. And if I don't get the food, Edgar and the queen will be angry.
Oh, I thought that you were on the royal errand, Daniel. What are you waiting for? You'll have to hurry now. Be off.
Oh, I guess I'll just have to go.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery, speedy delivery for the castle. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for the castle. Speedy delivery. Well, that's strange. There's nobody here. They said somebody would be waiting. Well, I just can't leave these groceries here. They need to be refrigerated. I know. I'll just have to leave a note. My paper and pencil. No one was here to take the groceries, so I took them away again. Mr. McFeely, speedy delivery. I'll just leave that right there where they can see it. Take the groceries back. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Qu'on ne peut fléchir ses jalouses gardiennes. Oh, laisse-moi compter mes peines.
Officer Clements, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, hello, Queen Sarah. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, I just can't find Daniel Tiger anywhere.
Well, I know that he was here waiting for some groceries.
That's right. And he's gone now. And so are the groceries.
What's this?
Oh, what is it?
It's a note. No one was here to take the groceries. So I took them away again. And it's signed by Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. I never thought Daniel wouldn't do his job.
Well, it is hard to understand. Because when I told him that the others wanted him to come and play with them, he said that he couldn't just so he could stay here.
Oh, I guess he must have changed his mind.
Well,
but now my dinner might be ruined.
Well, why don't I go and see what I can find out?
All right. Oh, here's Friday.
Oh, good day, my dear. Officer Clemens, I presume.
How do you do, King Friday?
Is he back yet?
Is who back yet, Friday?
Daniel Striped Tiger. I sent him on an errand.
Oh, you did? Oh, I wish you had asked me first.
You do? Well, why?
Well, Daniel was doing a special job for Edgar and me, waiting here for our groceries. Now we won't have our groceries, probably.
Oh, that must be what he was trying to tell me.
Well, what will we do?
Well, I have an idea. Perhaps I can help you. I'm sure that Daniel will be doing your errand, King Friday.
Yes.
So why don't I go and see if I can find Mr. McFeely in the groceries?
Oh, would you?
Oh,
I'd
sure.
be so grateful to you, Officer Clemens.
Okay.
Yes, we'd both be grateful, Officer Clemens. Sarah, I'm sorry. I believe perhaps I should find Daniel.
Yes, he must be very upset, Friday. That would be nice if you'd look for him.
Very well. Yes.
Speedy delivery! Oh. Speedy delivery, everybody!
Oh, that sounds like yes, Officer Clemens.
Double speedy delivery today.
Oh, and Mr.
Double speedy delivery.
Oh, good.
Oh. Hello?
Oh, good. You've found the groceries, have you?
Yes, have you found the groceries?
Here they are, right here, Edgar. Here they are.
He was just around the corner.
Sorry about that mix-up.
Well, we're all sorry, Mr. McFeely.
And I'm sure that goes for the king, too.
I know you tried to tell me, Daniel, and I wasn't a very good listener.
Well, I hope your royal dinner won't be ruined, King Friday.
It won't, I'm sure. Off to the castle we'll go, the two of us. It's been a great help.
Okay, Charlie. Well, Daniel was in a dilemma. Yeah, that meant that he just didn't know what to do. He wanted to do his job, but King Friday came out and said, Daniel, this is something for you to do, and he just wouldn't listen. No. That was hard for him. Sure. I have an idea. See if you can see me through any of these holes here. Just kind of look closely. You see me there? What about through the little one? Let's try it again, all right? I don't know about down here. Can you see anything down here? Right over like this. How about through the fish here? Can you see me through there? And behind the fish. I bet it looks as if I'm just swimming around with the fish too, does it? Yeah.
Pretty fish.
Oh. Yep. I better get a dust rag and dust this out. I just noticed there's more dust. Freddy evidently just sometimes doesn't like to be told things. Yeah. You know, he just didn't have any time to listen. I'm certainly somebody who likes to be told things. Yeah. And I listen so I can hear them well. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you like to be told the important things that are going to happen? Well, I liked it when Officer Clements, old Francois Clements, told me that he'd be bringing that light back tomorrow. Yep. Then we knew. We knew how long he'd take it away and when he'd come back. I think I'll just take this home and use it. Yeah, we can use it to draw with or to make something of. Good to be with you in my television home today. Yep. And you know when we'll be back again visiting together. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Always make it such a special day for me by just your being yourself. Yep. Only one person in the whole world like you. That's you. And I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.